All righty. Welcome to PRQ. Thank you, BBS Radio. PRQ with Q. Now I get to be like you. God, I'm just so amazing. It's rhyming riddles. Riddles, riddles, riddles. English language. What a luxury. Thank you for coming back and feeling with me and having so much faith in this information. It's an incredible honor and privilege, and our natural state is always to be playful, and so I do my best to make fun of myself whenever I can, and us, and show and prove to you that we're just really seal pups, and why don't we just go swim around a little bit and see if we can catch a salmon. Today on Project Review Q, I need to get a couple things done so I can be like. Pretend I'm hyper vigilantly organized, which is it's a creative organizational alignment system. The PRQ team appreciates when we're really excited one way or the other. We're like, we're schools of fish. We go, we feel you, and then we go the direction and so forth. And it's really exciting. It's really fun. We rarely do anything we don't want to do. And then when we try and do things we don't want to do, then we stop doing that. It's really fun to get a bu good bunch of people and go, oh my God, I screwed it up again. I love this. And so keep sending in your projects, keep sending in all of your inspirations. We're working hard here on a couple items, and I want to talk about a few of them right now. For the last several weeks, I've been calling people anonymously, of course, and I call them and I ask them to do a task if they want to and if they're excited to. And I'm not going to tell you what the tasks are. Everyone has a little bit different task. So I keep calling week in, week out. So make sure when you send in your project and all of your material, you give me a phone. Because I want you to feel me when I reach out to you instead of an email and so forth, and which I consider counterproductive to our creativity. Whereas when I talk to you, we can actually get some quality work, and I can pump up your tires too. So what just me reviewing, just our team reviewing your project gives your project more wind in its sails. So keep grinding on here as we go through some massive changes in our societies. And I assure you that you're going to get some kind of stimulation if you keep submitting to me. You're going to get, it's up to you, of course, but you're going to get a lot of help if you just keep us in the fold, at least allow us to observe what you're really excited about. The tasks I requested, I'd like you to respond through our BBS portal. Just respond with a quick message in the first statement you'll put in the subject matter is task that I asked you to do. So write task, and then the task I asked you to do, and then give me your response in the body of the email. Please make it very short and neat. I just want to know how well you did. Okay, so that's all we want to know. How well did you do? And then, and now I can follow through. This also, unfortunately, proves that when I make a proactive timeline for solutions, I get to see who attacks us. And I chose some very strong people. So if you were asked a task, it's not to say you are not strong. It's that I pick some that might be in a position where they're going to get more attention or not. And so I get to chase the bad guys basically when we get attention on us. And so I always want us to use me that way. If you're getting attacked, I guarantee you I'm going to destroy them. End of story. No, I do not proactively attack bad guys. They have to do something for me to do that. So that is not a threat by any means. It's just how we can use me to make sure we're successful. Done it with BBS Radio. I've done it with many people. How and what happens when we do something proactive? And so that's why I've asked you to do these things. So now you can be a test bed for the rest of the people that we distribute we'll say resources to and or help. This is a very exciting time, and so if you just stay with me, keep pushing towards me. It's going to be real easy for me to get a mass communication out instantly or resources. And so I'm sure you're starting to smell the coffee, what I'm up to here. The other item I want to talk about, we have just exciting advancements in Hawaii and long overdue. And I want to talk about, thank you callers for calling in. Please call in. I forgot to mention the number again. I should probably do that real quick. Make sure we get a good population here today. Oh, we got a few people on already. please call in if you'd like to chat at 888-627-6008. Or direct line is 323-744-1831. I'll say it one more time, 888-627-6008. Or call me, call through BBS Radio direct at 323-744-1831. The advancements on your awareness intrinsically, in your intrinsic world here, are starting to get real obvious. And so the PRQ team, we're working really hard to look at root cause analysis for a grander solution to many problems that I've had the great privilege of listening to over the years, of doing one-on-one work, getting around societies, being in four different countries in 1 year or 2 years, I guess. But so I get to really see things because I get to talk to so many. And you'll actually... that solves a lot of problems. If we could all have our own radio show and we could all talk to everybody at once, that would, you could get this a lot of items cleaned up very quickly. So today I'm going to talk about North America and why Hawaii is so important to us. North America, why land patenting and North America is so important to us is, I'll start with a suggestion of information you start looking at. So we talked about how propaganda works to steer society in reactive information. Yeah, the Clintons aren't good people. Great. So go pound sand and spin around in circles, but the Clintons still run around somewhere. So you're not really solving anything. You're just talking about these people are bad. Stuff like, okay, so you can actually look at it. If you go to the military and you go to your local government, they're actually a very similar position as is that statement is, you don't really know where they're living, breathing, and working, and you don't really know what their agenda is, but that you can see them somehow, some way in your political system because the TV told you they exist. Okay, so hold that one right there. Somebody exists, that's what you believe, but you've never met them. Okay, you don't know they exist, you believe they exist, and you believe they're a bad guy. All right, so here's how this has worked and how it relates to PRQ. In North America, and this goes, we had a previous question out of Sweden. In North America, what the people who invaded America did is they established colonies, eventually states, and local government. And this is not to say that there's not beautiful people in local government. Don't look at the front side of this. Look at the collective construction of local government. Local government was, so if we look at the Hudson Bay Company, we look at the Morgans, Pierpont Morgan, basically when you do examine like the Rockefeller family and the Rothschilds and so forth, they're actually not really the big game. They're just kind of, they're theater. But the guys that are really engineering it, who created local government, they did it to complement your financial inflationary system. And so once you have inflationary system and you get everyone buying into taxation, IRS, whatever else you enjoy there, you get to control the development of a city, a state, a county, a country. So as you can see, your voting process doesn't work because you've lost control of the voting process at a local government level. You've lost control of it. We have someone on the call earlier. I'm losing my house because the IRS put a lien against it. Well, they undoubtedly don't own the house because the IRS can't put a lien on a patented land, as an example, because it's you can't be embarrassed on your land. Anyway, local government was engineered. Forgive me, I'm going to go a little quick today because I want to get to the callers. But so if we look at a local government, it was made to create micro boundaries of taxation to suppress your ability to go create whatever you wanted. So you want roads, you want a fireman, you want a police officer. Well, who's going to pay for that? Well, you are, and through your taxation system. Well, as the governments grow, they also start getting a little more in depth at spending your money and how it would work in an inflationary system. And that is, well, we need retirement funds, we need pensions, and so forth. And so it's constantly being weighted year after year after year. And by the time your grandkids get your house, their taxes are going to be $10,000 a month. And then Jim, the fireman, gets his $150,000 check a year for sitting at home because he worked 30 years at the fire station. Okay, that's how, again, that's the Cliff Notes version, as you know. That's how local government was designed and engineered. It's very old technology off planet to create a hierarchical system. Now, here's how it works with the U.S. military and other militaries. What if each branch of the government, your local government and or the military, what if I could put someone at the top, general, admiral, could be many people, but I could control them as someone outside the military? What if I had people in the military who could put people in the military to run massive divisions of business in the military, but never, ever were put through boot camp or otherwise? Or what if I could control a general or an admiral at a level that it doesn't really matter if I'm implemented in there or not? What if I could control that? How about a governor? How about a mayor? You can see the game. What about a councilman? These aliens are very crafty at how they do it. And so when you have mind control and black magic on your side, technology, and by the way, I can blackmail you with your grandchild, it gets real easy, real easy. So when you kind of look at the world problems that you're assuming exist through your machines, I can now play with which ones you're going to buy into and which ones you'll adopt and which ones you don't, because I can just watch you on your smartphones. It's very easy to do. And I have gateways to do that. I have all sorts of software to do it. And it's super simple. Well, when you start looking at, if I can compromise the U.S. military, and I can try this one on for size. What if I told you a submarine base in Washington State was run by some really bad guys called Bill Gates and the gang? How would they do that? How could they do that if we have a military process for managing our assets and so forth? Because they put their guys in there, and then they mind control them. It's real simple. If you do go look up that area, go look up Indian Island on Google Earth. Go look at Indian Island and ask me why there's all those mounds there. Those are all ammunition dumps and full of ammunition there. And so you can kind of see how hierarchical systems, this is not to knock the military, because I'm a huge fan of the U.S. military, especially many individuals in the Navy. And with a working relationship with them, you can't tell in many of these divisions who's who in the zoo, is what we're trying to say. So the much of the political attacks you're seeing in Congress and the Senate, those are all designed and engineers to just have fake people in there pretending to do their job. So they're either distractions, they're associating themselves with alien technology, black magic, and so forth, or they're pretending to do their job in many cases. They're not like you, where you want to get something done. You want to help, et cetera, et cetera. Again, when you're a billionaire, you don't really have to do anything but sit back and have a good day. don't know why billionaires go to work, but Don Trump does every day. Anyway, why I wanted to explain that to you is because Hawaii started to recognize that, and the people and the elders there that have their knowledge are really starting to figure this out. And they may be a good model to cleaning up all of our countries, and they deserve it. Because those hierarchical systems, those local governments have not represented the people. There may be great people in there, don't get me wrong, with a lot of heart. But the systems that you've inherited in local government are designed and engineered to enhance inflationary systems. So a lot of words there. If you can't see the whole picture, is the task was to make sure you got 50 countries in one country. That's what America was going to be engineered for. And by the way, only one guy in the county can represent the United States Constitution, and he's a sheriff. That's the only one that's going to enforce it, I should say. That's the only one that's actually going to say, I signed an oath to back up the United States Constitution. And thank God my beautiful friends in Arizona, I can't wait to get back with, wearing your beautiful red hat, that couple in Arizona, I can't wait to hear your words again. but they know how hierarchical systems work, and you can kind of see that it's bottlenecks us from making decisions collectively. And taxation and so forth is a very big part of that. So anyway, I'm saying that so you can see how the military is complementing an inflationary financial system. And you can see local government is complementing an inflationary system. Do we need the U.S. military? I don't know. I guess we need a city police officer. We need a county police officer. We need a state police officer. We need a National Guard. We need the FBI. We need the CIA. We need all NSA. Apparently we need United, not of nations. We need the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Space Force. What? And we need the KGB. We need all this policing. Oh, boy. There's your proof that this is an alien hierarchical system. And some of the systems are absolutely 100% honest, fighting the alien agenda, hierarchical systems. So that's where I'm going to start with today. But it's really to get that task list done. And as it goes for Project ViewQ, what we've accomplished this week is we're standardizing a methodology to get you free in America so that we can help the others in the world. We're proofing land patents. And what we're doing is going to give you three or four examples. We're going to put it in a folder so you can pull it. And I know you've heard this broken promise from me before, but we get so many digital attacks. We're watching the attacks so we can take care of them. Anyway, this specific project is going to be something you can take regardless of your state and eventually regardless of your country and utilize it so you can be tax-free, have your own water, have your own food, have your own shelter, and never have to worry about it again. And by the way, have your own power. And so that's a big ask for the team, and we're sorting it out really nicely. And we've got several wins, and we want just a couple more, and we're just going to turn it over to you guys so that you can figure out what's the best way to implement it in your country, your state, your county, because you're going to know it better than us and have an appreciation for the politics and the people there. And by the way, it works. It just works. See, local government would work if it would amend the United States Constitution. So we're only talking about America now. Wherever the Queen's law was, homesteading will work. So UK, Ireland, Scotland, Canada, America, Australia, and more. So we can get everyone sovereign, that's fine. But when we gave our rights away to the local government and didn't understand that we don't have title, that's where it went sideways, because now they're taxing you on something that's not theirs and making decisions that you didn't help make. Many of these decisions made at local government are not based on your vote. I'm sorry to inform you, because of necessities of infrastructure and so forth. You didn't, as an example, you didn't vote for pensions for police officers. I'm not knocking police officers, but you didn't vote for their pensions, did you? And anyway, the short story is when you do look at the county recording process, county assessing process in America, it was actually engineered by aliens to not be able to adopt the United States Constitution Homestead Act. So I'll give you an example. When you look at, as I've bludgeoned the name enough, Bill Gates is the largest landowner of farmland in America. He couldn't do that if he used the United States Constitution as titlement and the highest level of title, because you're only allowed 160 acres in America to homestead. So you could transfer your homestead, but you'd only be able to get one more 160 acres. All right. So if you used local municipalities and finance and inflationary systems, you can own as much land as you want and have fake titles. So obviously, you know, we're going to go homestead Bill Gates' farms, aren't we? Let's do it. Let's get it done. Let's take that stuff back because he doesn't have title. That's what we're kind of getting at here is let's, you know, I'm being a little flip here and I'm not poking the bear. I'm just saying why, if I wanted to control North America and own all of everything, I'd make a system that you had to pretend you had ownership. That was created by aliens, is to make micro governments and turn each micro government into its own laws. You know, I called out Snohomish County. They're making their own laws, and you live in that little county, and these people think they control you because they have some hierarchical system. So hierarchical systems in your states can have some potential, but if you start looking at how it complements inflationary rates and ways you can't make decision, you're going to see this is all alien control system. Anything that's hierarchical. Forgive me for being so long-winded and a little ominous there, but my great love to you. We've got a good week of work underneath us, and we got all the templates made. We have all the steps made. I can hand it over right now and get you guys real savvy, but I feel like we'll want some more examples. If you guys have some, that would be great. And maybe it's already done for us. And we're looking for different kinds of land patents. Ones where a legacy landowner did not turn over the land patent to the siblings, but they still live in the same dwelling. So grandpa dies, patented the land, the kids took over the farm. They didn't retitle it because it was always in grandpa's name. Then they got a loan for a John Deere tractor. It cost $10 million. Couldn't pay it because they didn't grow enough corn and lost the land. Those type of things I really want to know about because we can get your land back. No problem. It's pretty simple. So those are the kind of examples I'm looking for. Anything odd or unique, there's no way I could patent my land because I wasn't that guy. No, that's not true because the deceased does not have a successor. So even the original land patentee, if it wasn't turned over to the successor and or the family member, they don't have claim to the succession. So tricky little statements there, but that's how it works. So everyone can patent land, and there's a tremendous amount of land in America that has not been patented and or homesteaded. And I want us all to be free, as you know. And so I think I'll start taking some calls, but I'm not sure where to start because I was told I have to start over and I forgot where I left off. I read you call it. Okay, there we go. So why don't we start with, boy, we're going to get some cool stuff out of this one. How about Nevada? How can schizophrenia heal themselves? Shelly from Nevada. Schizophrenia in Las Vegas? That does sound scary. Shelly, what's your question?
Not Las Vegas, actually, but so I have a son who has paranoid schizophrenia, and he's living in another state, and he's 38 years old, and he's ended up being incarcerated for a lot of survival crimes, you know, like stealing a sandwich or breaking into a storage unit for shelter or whatever. The mental health system completely fails them. And so they end up in jail. And I've had several conversations with him. He usually calls me once a month or once a week. And some conversations are really hard to have with him because he's just, they have him on injectable medications and it's just really difficult. So I tried to do some commands with him and he can't even say it. So he's, you know, hacked by the dark or something. I don't know. But how are they able to heal themselves if they're in that situation?
Ooh, great question. Stay on the line, please. Okay, so what territory is he in?
He's in Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho. Okay. Okay, so I can show you how schizophrenia worked. Okay, so the medical industry has misdiagnosed schizophrenia, as I'm sure you know. And so you can prove it because you called it paranoid schizophrenia. So show me the symptoms, and I'll prove what we're saying, and I'll show you how to solve this.
Well, he starts talking about things that are that don't piece together and don't make sense. But when he was a little kid, when he was about 10 years old, 10, 11 years old, he was talking about the Illuminati and reptilians and all of that stuff. And back then, I, you know, he's 38 now. So back then I thought, where are you coming from with this? You know, and okay, I didn't know. I know now, but
Let me show you, is he just somebody who is really aware? Yeah, so let me show you how the engineering methodologies work in our DNA. So all disease, definitely all psionic disease is all engineered. And so all of us have a type of bark. If you don't remove it, you have a type of, you have a, like a, it's a little bit, it's like a clock and a tumbler lock that has a sequencing program in it that when you get too smart and too much awake, it starts working against you. It starts working against you. So that's what you basically explained. So when you get a genius, a superhero light being coming through the physical body, this is what they did to me. They put an implant in you, and if that's not successful, which it wasn't, with me, they'll do the re-engineering of DNA and or start that clock. And so that's the degradation program that I tried to explain the last couple hours. Right about 30 to 40, they have that program into us. So they know we're hotshots right in there, somewhere around 30 to 40. It varies. But anyway, it's a time device. It's a legacy device that they'll flip the switch. It's already engineered in his type of bloodline. So if you actually looked through the rest of the family members, you'll actually find some more hotshots in there. Am I correct?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
There's a couple smarties in there. There's a couple smarties, okay? So so you're going to want to stay on top of that, and that's the result you're getting. Now, it's easy to solve, okay? And so he's in Boise, Idaho. Okay, so don't worry about him doing the commands with him. So here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
So make it really simple and be very confident. Will he allow you to touch him? A lot of schizophrenics don't like that.
Yeah, okay. He does.
And remind me your relationship again.
He's my son.
I already know that. I'm just making fun of this, okay? He's your son. Do you love him?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, because it's family, so I'm not a huge fan of people touching other people because it is dangerous and nothing changes here either. But because you have so much fortitude here, here's what you do. Is you've heard me say it a lot of times, but I'm going to remind you again. You lay him down on his back. And you anchor the light through, and you stand next to him, and you anchor the light through your, let's say you're on his left side and he's laying on his back. Take the light from the etheric field of your planet and make us envisionment, a light going through your right leg, out your right hand, and use one finger. Usually the middle finger is more powerful, and put it on top of his forehead and the palm of his hand. And see if you can take that light, take it out your hand into his head, out his hand, back into your hand, and back into the circuit of the planet. Forgive me if those words are a little clumsy. So I'm going to make a jumper cable out of my right hand on top of his, the middle top of his head, very top of his head, while he's laying down, and the other jumper cable is going to go on his left hand in the palm of his hand, and the light is going to go out your into your hand, back through your body, back into the earth, and you're now you're going to make a circuit, and you're going to keep that circuit running, okay? And while you're making that circuit run, you say this: I command my spirit to heal and balance us now, us, okay? I command our spirit to heal and balance us now, okay? Now, the reason we start there is see if you can get a response. See if you can see an improvement measure. And then you can start doing some more comprehensive work, okay? Now, I like to do just a 1,000th of a second touching the person. But since it's your son, maybe you'll do better if you hang on to the energy and the jumper cable longer. Not a huge fan of you doing a long time because you don't need to. So here's what it looks like if I was doing it. I command my spirit to heal and balance us now. I do it three times, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and my jumper cables would jump on the hand, jump on the head at the same time, and I'd press them real firm and let go, knowing full well that I envisioned the light coming into him, out of him, back into me, back into the ground. Just that simple. Now, if you can get, so you don't need to have him doing it, but you'll ask him permission. And you'll get him to do it with you. It won't matter because the spirit is in him. Don't worry about the verbatim that he gives you. All right. So so now, ideally, you'll go like this. I command our spirits to remove any hindrances in us right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You do it three times. Zap him. See what happens there. And then can get more progressive. I command my spirit to give you all of you back in you now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So do it always. I like the number 3 because those that numerology is built into us pretty firm. I haven't seen anybody without that alien technology. And so I use alien technology to heal people at times, numerologically at least, because the calendar is so strong. Did that help?
It does help, but the only problem is he's not allowed to have physical contact with anybody. So the only contact that I have with him really is over the phone.
You know, if you want to make excuses, dear one, I love you, but don't take no shit from no one, all right? That's your son. You get to do whatever you want.
Yeah, I know. I got to push past the barrier.
Let me know if you need help. Call the sheriff. Do something. Get some help. Love you very much.
Okay, love you too. Thanks.
All right, let's keep moving on here. Gosh, I'm sure our chatty Kathy today. I forgot to do a song too. Oh, wow. Okay, let's see. What looks interesting here? Let's see. I redo the call. Okay, you redid those call us. Thank you, BBS Radios. Forgot to do shout out. Thank you, Asha, for working with me this week. Thank you, Kristen, for working with me this week. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you, Ron A., for working with me. And the Mermaid, of course, and many others. Lauren from Virginia, how can we stay in our hearts while at work? Oh, that's my favorite one. That's a good one. Lauren, please tell me about work.
Hi, Q.
Hi, Lauren.
I love you. I love you so much.
I love you.
I love you and Asha and the Mermaid. And I watched Welcome to Happiness last night, and I just cried because you were talking to me. I was just crying. So I'm a little nervous, but I work in a corporate America job for the medical health insurance industry, and I do not like it. However,
fuck, that's hot. That is so hot.
It's awful. It's fraud. It's awful. Mm-hmm. But it's the truth. Yeah. And so it's just me paying my bills, and I'm working on a way of creating a way to get out of this job, but it's just me, Q. And so
it pays good, too. It pays good, too, doesn't it?
I don't know. After all, I mean, you know, it gets things, it keeps things running. How about that? So I honestly, like, my project is just, I've been in the wheel of survival. I don't have, like, I'm not able to really, I just want to be free, to be honest with you. I just want freedom. And I don't know mm-hmm. what that's like because I'm in the hamster wheel during the week. And so when I'm working, I'm having to be in so much mental energy to do the job. So I say the commands throughout the day to try to, but it's like, I just don't know what to do. And I feel like it's this cycle. So
yeah, no
I'm
doubt about
curious.
It. Yeah. Yeah, it's so a great, it's really valid. Don't let me get you off track here. It's a very valid question because I got to experience it too. And I realize, okay, so how'd we get into this? Well, if I, you know, I don't want to get into your business here, but the reason you go to work is to survive, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And
I mean, yeah, unfortunately it is.
Okay. Okay. So there's a lot of different ways we can answer this. And this is why we started PRQ, is get you guys some fresh air so you could figure out what was really exciting for you, because you never get a chance to get off the hamster wheel, as you said. So start looking at it a little differently. If you don't have this, so when you live paycheck to paycheck, even if you do have some savings, you're still in the game either way. But what if I put you, let's say I gave you $1 billion right now, and I put you in the middle of Wyoming or someplace, and I got you like 12 months to think about things. What do you think you would end up doing with yourself? What would you do for yourself?
Breathe and run around in the field and twirl.
Okay, let's put our clothes back on. Let's put the clothes back on and it's rational here. Okay, so what would stimulate you each and every day? So that's why we're focusing on the land pads and the homesteading. So if I can get you shelter, food, water, etc., and power, what do you do each and every day? You're going to look for Jim the logger, your boyfriend, right? Or after that, even what are you going to do each and every day? What stimulates you?
Well, I'm working on that. I'm working. I have idea. I have.
But you're too busy. But you're too busy working. You're too busy working. Aren't you? Okay.
Right. Correct.
Okay. So what's the solution? We got to get you out of here. We got to get you out of this thing, right?
Yes.
How about stop? What if you let it hit the fan? What if you just stopped? What would happen? You think something would happen? Oh my God, I love those things. But what if you stopped paying your bills? What would happen? Do you love your bills?
I don't.
Then why do you? Then why do you keep doing it?
That is the ultimate question, isn't it?
nobody likes me when we get on this subject. So I tested it out. I tested it out for you. So I already did this with a family and everything. And granted, I had special awareness, but I guarantee you are going to survive. I guarantee you, and I guarantee you, another opportunity is going to present itself that comes from something more exciting than sitting at the medical death cloning systems.
Yes. You are correct. So my question is, how do I get myself to the point where
Okay, I'm in the same situation. Remember, I'm living with you guys. How much money am I making today? Why do I do this? Because I love you. I love you so much and can see so much. I realize I have to be of service to you. That's my highest excitement. I realize I have more horsepower than all of you out there, and I am ashamed to say it at the same time. I know I have more visibility, And so I've got to get the message out. I know I can see the aliens. I know I can be of help if I could just get some proper words out. There's something you can't wait to do. There is that. This is the way spirit works. Your consciousness works like this. It just gets excited, and that is your compass. I'm excited about finger painting naked in the field in Wyoming. You already told me that. So whatever it is, you know it's there. You just be patient. Just kind of do something. Change the routine. Go ahead and take all 5 of your sick days next week and see what happens. See what happens.
Okay.
Maybe there's a gap there. Maybe there's an opportunity there. Maybe there's an old friend you haven't called that, and they're into finger painting and giving you $1 million. You actually can't prove that bad things are going to happen to you because you quit going and doing something you hate doing. You can't prove it to me. It might happen is what you said. If I do this is what you just said, didn't you?
Yes.
Forgive me for being frank. Yes. A lot of people in your situation.
No. I want you to tell me. I mean, I need to hear it. So I'll be your test dummy now on the phone if it might help others.
This level of where we're at in the ascension cycle, some form of opportunity will come to you that will be way more bodacious than what you're doing. If you can trust that I'm excited about fill in the gap. Guarantee you. Whether just make your choices slower and less of them. Like, I'm really, is my mind telling me I'm hungry? Is my body telling me I'm hungry? Because my spirit doesn't eat. Things like that. So what I eat, the mind wants me to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But my body says I'm full after breakfast. Why do I need to eat again? Watch those little decisions and now do it in your personal life and professional life. It's really fun to do. It's like, why did I choose to have a cheeseburger when I could add granola? Who's telling me that? What's telling me that? Is it me that's telling me that? Little things like that will get you stimulated for what you desire more and more. So just look for desiring things. I desire this. Does that help a little bit?
It does. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And I love you.
Love you. You have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Never goodbye. Let's see. BBS, I want to go to Edo from Israel. How do we do what we prefer? We have to do things we don't like to do in order to survive. Maybe that's redundant. But let's hear from Israel. Let's go, Edo. Forgive me if I said that name wrong.
All right, no problem. Actually, I would like to refine it, if I may.
Yes, please.
Unlike the girl, yeah, thank you. Unlike the girl from the last call, I had the privilege of living for 4 years without work, and I still haven't figured out what really excites me. Because I was always in the mind energy of, okay, my time is running out. I need to figure it out. And up until today, I don't know how to find it. What's my true calling? So I would love to hear you, your insights about it.
Well, should we just commit suicide and just call it a day? What do you want to do? That was funny.
Commit suicide?
A little funny.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Great. That's going to go over well. They finally got me. They finally got the rooster. They're always trying to arrest me for something. Anyway, beautiful question. I don't mean to be flip. When you get up in the morning, why is it that you get up in the morning? What is it? What motivates you?
No idea.
Really? Well, oxygen. Okay. Right.
Okay.
That's what, right. You're breathing, right? So, mm-hmm. Okay. So now what's the next thing? What's the next thing you do when you get up after the bathroom?
After the bathroom, drinking my tea and I don't know, just open the computer, see what's new or what I need to do, all the needy.
Okay, now watch this. Okay, hold me right there. Okay, so now I'm going to go look outside myself, and I'm going to go get on the computer and see what's new, which should be called old. Okay, so I'm going to go outside myself and try and get inspired and excited outside myself. Catching on yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm always looking for something that's going to help me or stimulate me or educate me outside myself. And I guarantee you it's all right inside you right now. Every book in the universe is inside you right now if you start working with it. So one suggestion is make a T on a piece of paper. And forgive me if you've heard me say this before. So take a blank piece of paper or college ruled paper, draw a line right down the middle and cross it at the top. And at the top, I want you to put on one side of the T, the past, P, just put a P, and on the other side of the T, put F for future. And then in the middle of the T, I want you to make an N for neutral. Everything you do not like in your life, put on the past row, on the left side of the T. That's in the past. And everything you want and desire, put them all on the right side. All right. So inevitably, most of the times I do the exercises with super soldiers and so forth, their left side is massive. It's a massive list of things they don't want. And they only have two things on the right side. What we're going to do is we're going to make sure none of those things on the left come into the future. Does that make sense? So every day when you wake up, the list on the right side is all you're going to take one step towards. So it doesn't matter if you accomplish the task, make it really simple. I can't wait to raise chocolate lab dogs. Maybe that's on your right side. Don't put anything over there that says, I don't have enough money to raise chocolate labs. That's on the left side. I don't have enough money, maybe. All right, so on the right side, every day, make another T, and in another week, 2 weeks, a month, watch how the advancements of the future start showing up in your life. So you probably can do a T like once a week, and then by the end of the month, I guarantee you something you wanted to have happen will happen. I hope that helps you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Beautiful day to you. I'm going to go on to another call, and I am just not going to be able to pull this one off. I have a Bayush from Germany. How to stop debt to credit institute. How to stop debt to credit institute from a German. This should be fun. Please, do I have Bayush?
Hi. Hello, Q.
Say the name right? I got to know how to say the name. Pretty please.
So it's Bayush. It starts with a B.
Thank you.
Peter.
Thank you very much. Yes. Forgive me. How can I help you?
No problem. I'm quite nervous. I don't know where to start, but I'm working in daytime jobs for years now, and I've understood how futile they are because I'm earning and I'm spending all of that money for paying up my bills for what I consume, and it just doesn't make sense anymore. And I have understood that it's not my passion anymore. And what I want to get rid of is of the current job. And I want to get rid of my student debt, what also sounds like opposite of life, that I took from a credit institution. And what is bothering me then is a fear of what if they bothered my family with this whole defaulting the debt thing. And that's what's bothering me. But I really want to leave my job and leave everything and go back to India. I'm originally from India. And I really want to make nice spiced tea every morning for myself and my wife and play music. And if there's a chance, I'll go to the beach and gaze at the sea. That's all I want to do.
And then, so what stops you?
But
you don't mind me asking questions?
Of course not. So what stops me is my is my fear. I think I have fear that my family would be bothered about this whole loan thing, and they're going to get after this, these debt collectors are going to go after my family.
Yeah,
so that's what
we should probably we should probably stop making debt, huh?
Yes, sounds like debt.
Okay, now I've played with a lot of debt, and so I'm a huge fan. Here's my favorite practice in North America, is go open a credit card, bury the thing, and then throw it away. Do you know why? Okay, so I want everyone to go get a credit card for 10, 20 grand right now, spend every single penny on it, and then throw it away. And what is going to happen is the debt is now going to go to a debt collector, and the debt collector is now going to chase you for more debt and money, and he's going to tack on money. But what you're also going to do is prove that FICO, the credit system, and all the banking system, you can actually bankrupt them that way if everybody would do that. So they would start giving us resources instead of asking us to enslave us in debt. So that's what debt is. It's even, it just says it right there. It's called debt for a reason, right? All right. It does not excuse you, though, from loving what you're doing, not because the means of exchange enhance your lifestyle. You just said to me, I cannot wait to do all these other things than pay off debt. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay, so how do you get the trust and faith in yourself to do that is what I'm doing my best to teach. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. Will give you the faith in yourself to say, this is crazy land I'm living in. Totally got it. I made some choices that I'm now resulting in my lifestyle now. So just, you don't have to blow things up, but start making advances to what you prefer in your life. Just like I told the last caller, where is that line of tolerance you're going to stop and then move and advance forward? You have to find it. I'm suggesting you make a list once a week, once a day, whatever you need to do. What is it I don't prefer is the solution. If you can identify what you don't like and make a list of everything you do like in the future, that solves the problem. Not to excuse the fact that you have debt, but look at how it will change if you quit doing some things. Is that a fair statement?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I catch it.
Like going, maybe you start another employment that is fun for you that maybe ends up giving you far more capacity for resources, but you can't, that if you don't have the faith in yourself, the resources won't show up now. We're very powerful now. So if you're doing things you don't like, guess what's going to happen? Things you don't like. That's how powerful we are now. So please have faith in yourself and my great love to you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, let's see if we got time for one more. No, I don't think I can pull it off. I am so sorry, Sandra, Suzanne. And missed out on the folks from Florida. So sorry. I'm going to move on to the end of the show. Out of respect and appreciation for BBS Radio, they're incredible. It's incredible how well they take care of us. Thank you all. Keep the subscriptions coming. Keep them renewing so I can stay in contact with you. My love to all of you. Great, great day to you. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.